Hi everybody, it's the secret subject here, and this is another Dark Castle file called Kiss of the Vampire. So, this file, you will meet a vampire and she will bite you. So if you're not into being bitten, I suggest you turn this file off right away. But if you are into being toyed with, bitten a little bit, then continue listening. And make sure before you listen to this file that you've tried the Dark Castle induction, as we will be using the trigger from that file. So, if you have done that, and you're sitting or lying down in a nice, comfortable position, take a nice deep breath. And sleep for me. That's right, sinking deeper and deeper and deeper down, 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 down. Feeling the glow of the green necklace consuming you again, as you're transported back to the castle. Back to that black velvet sofa, lying by the fire, feeling it, warming your face, warming your skin, ever so gently, as you relax into the lush velvet, caressing your skin, as you sleep, even deeper, as you sleep for me, as that spell consumes your mind, consumes your body, that green glow from the necklace. From the gem, with the powerful sleeping spell, consuming each and every single part of you. Today, you're going on an adventure. This one's a little different. You see, you've been brought back to the castle to meet somebody new. Somebody you've not met before, a friend of the Enchantress's. So, as you lie there on the velvet sofa relaxing, you hear footsteps entering the room. You see the familiar silhouette of the Enchantress as she walks over to you and smiles a wicked smile. And she says, "Hi, sleepyhead. It's about time I showed you something. Come with me." And with that, she takes your hand and leads you out of the lounge area into the grand entranceway, with the winding staircase going up and out the door, down the stairs. That's right, just 3 quick steps down. And then you're in the courtyard, the familiar courtyard, filled with all the statues that look vaguely human. But you notice that something is different. As you walk outside, you look up at the sky and you realize it's nighttime. And the courtyard is pitch black, except for a few sparse candles lighting your path. Off to your left in the courtyard, you can see a small cobblestone path leading somewhere. She takes your hand, grips it tight, and leads you down the pathway. Winding down a hill, down to some sort of graveyard. You can see all the tombstones lying in the grass. And in the middle is a large mausoleum with big steel gates hiding something. She says, "I hope you're not afraid of the dark," as she smiles a wicked grin your way. You shake your head, and you continue to follow her. She pulls open one of the mausoleum doors as you walk inside and see another set of stairs leading down underground to a dark cavern. That's right. She lights a candle and holds it gently up, lighting your way as you walk down the stairs with 10, 9, 8 each step, anticipation building and building and building. You're not quite sure what's down there. Slightly afraid, slightly curious. That's right, wondering who it could be that she'd introduce you to in a graveyard, in a mausoleum. As you continue to walk down the stairs with 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And at the bottom of the stairs is a room made of stone. You look around and see the floor is stone, the walls are stone, everything is just a dark grey. It's a little bit cold, a little bit clammy. But in the centre of the room is a large coffin. And you wonder, why ever has the enchantress brought you here? You can see around the corners of the room are candles dripping with the remnants of wax, most of them black or red. As the enchantress walks around, she takes her candle and lights a few of the extras on the floor so you can see, and the room starts to illuminate slightly, but not by much. As she places her candle down on the floor beside her, she says, "Now, the reason why I brought you here is because this is the home of my dear friend, and it's time for her to feed. You see, I've chosen you to feed to the Countess. She's very hungry, and being thousands and thousands upon years old, she needs some fresh blood to feed upon." With that, you look startled, slightly afraid. As you know, you are prey to the Countess. She walks over to the coffin in the middle of the room and knocks three times and walks back. You can see the coffin lid starting to move slightly. And without the anticipation, the fear builds and builds. At this point, you think you could try and run away, but you're frozen in shock, frozen in fright at the spot as you look upon the coffin that is gently opening. The anticipation continues to rise in you, continues to build in you as you know whatever is about to open that coffin lid, you will be its prey. You will fall victim to it. As you are here, for it to feed. The coffin lid opens, and you can see inside it has a soft red velvet lining with satin draped along the sides. The enchantress walks over to the coffin and smiles like she's looking at a familiar friend. As a pale woman sits up in the coffin, her hair is black and long, it reaches far beyond her shoulders. Her skin is white as snow. Her lips are blood red, and her eyes are black as the night. She looks at you and smiles. The enchantress says, "Ah, Countess, it's been a while. I've brought you your latest feed. I hope you enjoy them. I'll leave you two to it." And with that, she walks away. The Countess looks at you, up and down, as she starts to make her way out of the coffin. You can see she's wearing a long red dress. It's flowy and drapes over her shoulders and down her slender frame. As she starts to walk over to you, you feel transfixed. Her eyes look into yours, and you find you can't look away. You try, but you can't. Her eyes have you captivated. Her eyes have you fixed, as if she has you under some sort of spell. Because she does. Her hypnotic gaze consuming your mind until all your thoughts are just dripping away, melting away, like the wax dripping down each and every single one of the candles that lights this room. That's right. You start to feel yourself warming up slightly, as if the candles were providing some sort of heat to the room. And she starts to walk over to you. With each and every step, you feel that anticipation building and building and building and building. As her hypnotic gaze has your mind completely enraptured, completely enthralled. As she smiles at you. She smiles at you because she knows exactly what is to come. And so do you. You are her prey. And she has you right where she wants you. The huntress ensnaring her food. You are here to feed her, to let her feed upon you. As she comes closer to you, she runs a gentle hand down your cheek, and you can feel her fingertips ice cold against your skin. Her nails are long and pointed sharp, like knives. As they graze your skin ever so gently, you feel their gentle scratch down your cheek, and it feels so good just to give in to her touch, give in to her advances on you. That's right. She gently runs a hand over your head, stroking her fingers gently through your hair. As she grabs your hair slightly and moves your neck over to the side, your head tilts under the force of her hand as she places her mouth right up against your neck and gives it a gentle kiss. You can feel her breath breathing down your neck as the anticipation continues to rise, continues to build, as she takes her tongue and gently licks your neck, exactly where she's about to plant her teeth, her fangs. You can imagine how that might feel, her fangs nuzzling gently into your neck. As the anticipation continues to build and build and build, as she pulls back slightly and looks at you. She smiles a toothy smile, and you can see her fangs starting to protrude from her gums. They're white, sharp, deadly sharp, and they're about to make their way into your neck. That's right. And at this point, you've accepted your fate. You know exactly what's to come next. As with one quick swoop, she dives down and bites into your neck. You can feel the teeth sinking into your flesh, the slight pain mixed with the pleasure. As you feel the rush of endorphins, as the blood starts to pour from your body into her mouth, and you can feel it. You can feel the bite as she bites down on your neck, as you moan slightly in absolute ecstasy, in that bliss, as you feel her sucking your blood, and with it your will and your mind, because with each and every suck, with each and every drop of blood that leaves your body, she also takes your will, she also takes your mind, until you become hers completely. That's right. You see, when it comes to vampires and their bites, each and every human they bite becomes their willing slave, a servant to them. As you feel your blood pumping, pumping, pumping out of your body into her mouth, as you feel your will and mind get sucked, 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 sucked away. And it's so good, it's so euphoric and blissful. Absolute ecstasy as you feel her mouth on your neck, nuzzling and grazing and sucking all of that blood away. As you start to feel slightly lightheaded from the lack of blood, but it feels so good. It feels so nice. As you start to find your body sinking, as she wraps her arms around you to hold you up against the cold stone wall, as she sucks, as you gently start to slide down the wall, down, 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 she follows you down onto the floor. As your eyes start to grow hazy, as the room starts to spin, as your mind and your will and everything is just sucked away completely. And with that, she pulls her mouth off your neck and places her hand over the bite, applying pressure to your wounds. As she stares into your eyes again, and you find yourself fixed, as your eyes grow fuzzy, hazy, as the room starts to spin, as your head is still slightly lightheaded. But that's okay. You feel that euphoric, blissful feeling of being completely enthralled by her. You do anything if she asked you at this point, because you and she both know that you are her willing servant, her willing victim, her food, her source of life and energy, ready and willing to give her any and all of your blood if she needs it, and do her bidding, because even though she can't go out during the day, you can. That's right. As your eyes start to close, as you start to sink, as you start to drift away, you find your mind and your will melting as her cold hand again rests itself upon your cheek, as she leans over to your other cheek and gives a gentle kiss. As you sink into her arms, that's right, you sink down on the cold floor of the mausoleum, in her arms, in her embrace, as you feel her skin slightly cold against yours. That's right, as you sink, as you drift, as you dream, down, 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 so relaxed, so comfortable. But now, all of this adventure is only but a dream, as you find yourself coming back on the count of 10, knowing that this was just a fantasy. And if you'd like to relive this fantasy, you can listen to this file whenever you have time. Coming up on the count of 10, with 1, 2, walking up the stairs of the mausoleum. 3, back through the graveyard. 4, along that cobblestone path. 5, through the courtyard of the dark castle. The enchantress standing at the door, smiling at you, noticing the bite marks across your neck, as she knows exactly what has happened. 5, walking out through the gates of the dark castle. 6, 7, 8, back through the familiar forest with the crunch of the leaves underneath your feet. With 8, 9, and 10, wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. I hope you enjoyed that file and this part of the Dark Castle saga. Remember, as always, keep it trancy. I will see you later.